Come on in the water. Hey, this is Shark Bait, and this is Shark Bait's Chumline Podcast for Thursday, February 28th, 2013. Today, we have part four of our interview with Angelo Villagomez of the Pew Charitable Trust and Shark Defenders. On today's program, we're going to be talking kind of the whole reason we're doing this interview, and it is CITES. And CITES is taking place over in Bangkok this year, and CITES is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. And on this show, Angelo will explain what all that means and how it all ties into sharks. So here we go with part four of our interview with Angelo Villagomez.
So upcoming, I believe it's March 4th, is the CITES Convention over in Bangkok, and I believe Angelo, you'll be going over to Bangkok as well as other representatives from different shark organizations. So if you can just tell us about what CITES is, what's being proposed, and you know what it's all about.
Sure. So this convention, it's CITES. It's the Convention on the International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Flora and Wild Fauna and Flora.
I always get the last part mixed up.
Yeah, me too. And sort of the best way to describe this is it's kind of like an endangered species list for let's say an international endangered species list. And they have a couple different categories. There's Appendix 1, Appendix 2, and Appendix 3. And there's a couple of shark and manta ray species that are being proposed for Appendix 2, which is not an outright ban, but it's more of a requirement that trade be sustainable so that species don't become endangered in the future. So the species being proposed for this list are the oceanic white tip, the scalloped hammerhead, the poor beetle shark, and then both species of manta ray.
Okay.
And currently, there are only three shark species that are listed at this convention. It's the great white shark, the basking shark, and the whale shark. And you know, you might ask yourself, why are there so few sharks that are listed at this on this endangered species, this international endangered species list? I've heard that, you know, one third of all sharks are endangered, and that's because CITES is not the scientific authority that you know assesses extinction or whether or not something is endangered. It's a political organization. It's a treaty where whether or not something gets protected comes down to a vote.
Okay.
So there are 177 countries, and in order to list a species, two-thirds of the countries that vote have to vote yes. And we're hopeful that some of these species will get listed, because if the IUCN, which actually does these assessments on the scientific basis, they say that there are 143 threatened or near-threatened sharks. So we're really just getting started. The policy hasn't caught up with the science yet. So at this meeting, we're proposing these sharks and these manta rays, and the Pew Environment Group has been advocating around the world, first in terms of getting them proposed for protection, and then going around the world and asking countries to vote yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but obviously, you know, you've got the three different shark species and the manta ray. Like, any idea in general how many other species of wild flora and fauna are usually proposed at this type of meeting? I mean, it's a two-week meeting, correct?
It's a two-week meeting. So there are already 30,000 species that are listed on this.
Wow.
This treaty. And they'll be debating everything from plants to elephants, polar bears to different types of, you know, sharks and manta rays and lizards and birds.
Okay, that's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to Angelo for giving us all that information. Tomorrow's show on Friday, March 1st, we'll be talking a little bit about that Shark Stanley campaign they had to raise awareness for CITES and the sharks and manta rays are going to be on that proposal. So tune in for that last part. Again, hopefully we'll have some more interviews next week. We'll also maybe dive into what's going on in New Zealand with that unfortunate shark attack. So again, thank you to Angelo Villagomez for the interview. Thanks for tuning in. And again, if you have any comments, we welcome them. Let me know what you think. If you have any ideas, if you know anyone who would like to be interviewed, or any topics you think we should be covered, you can find us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. You can email me at sharkbait@sharkbaitpod.com. You can find us over our blog at sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com, or also on Twitter at sharkb8chum. Okay, hopefully I will see you tomorrow. If not, then next week. Take care. And Mr. Finn, what do you got to say?
Shark sack.